Today we say hello to our listeners on KYOO in Bolivar, Missouri. Just up the road in Stockton, town residents once prepared to defend their city from raiders sweeping in to harm life and property. The story of their courageous stand is this edition of The American Countryside. It's brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
In 1863, Confederate Colonel Joseph Shelby led a raid from Arkansas into Missouri. His goal was to skirmish with Union troops, ransack towns, and generally boost the Southern cause while keeping Union troops occupied in Missouri so they couldn't attack Confederate troops elsewhere.
Shelby's raiders, the Confederates were coming through, and the people that lived in Stockton got word that they were coming.
Randy Hayward is a resident of Stockton, Missouri, a town that began to prepare to repel the colonel's raid.
So they tried to reinforce their reinforcements that they didn't have and held up in the courthouse. They took all the records and hid them.
Stockton was the county seat, but there were no Union troops in the area.
It was all just the local citizens. Several of the Confederate troops were shot and killed. It was just the local people trying to defend their home turf.
Of course, local citizens wanted to protect their lives and property, but it seems the big concern on their mind were items at the courthouse. Remember, this was a fledgling county with relatively few residents.
They decided in case they did make it to Stockton, they wanted their records for the county secured.
And when Randy says secured, that meant taking those records to a new location, a location known to only one person.
So they put them in a cave, and the way I understand it, there was only one guy that actually took the final papers to the cave, so they wanted to make sure that guy stayed alive so they could retrieve the records later on.
Shelby's troops traveled as far as central Missouri before being pushed back at Marshall. But when they came to this place, they met their match, and the town not only saved their lives and property, but the courthouse records too. Traveling the countryside in Stockton, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.